Hey guys, we're gonna pause the top 50 for a moment. I'm gonna announce my top 10 favorite Japanese songs of 2013 now, and later on Tim will announce his. So for the top 10, what we're gonna do is, for the songs that aren't played on the countdown, we're going to have a 30-second short snippet of the actual song. And for the songs that are played in the countdown, we're just gonna skip them completely, because, you know, we're gonna try and save you time, and, it's already in the countdown, so enjoy, I suppose.
Yeah. One.
Okay, at number one is a Vocaloid song sung by Kazumi Rin. The song is called The Lost One's Weeping, and it's produced by Neru, produced and arranged. So this song is generally about, I think most of us know how the Japanese school system works. It's pretty hard on the students, usually. Actually, most of Asia's school systems are very rigorous and very hard on the students, usually. So, basically, that's what the song's about. Lost One's Weeping. I have no idea what to say, man. I'll just get on to the next song. At number 9 is Radwimps with their song Kaishi no Ichigeki. This song is actually really new. I think it came out last week on the countdown, actually. And it's a really fun song. I like Radwimps because they tend to explore with their medium a lot. They don't just stick to one genre, and they do a lot of fun songs, but they also talk about some serious things, too. Which is good, because...
Like getting high?
Yes, like getting high. Or, in this case, it's a fun song. Actually, I have another song that's still fun, but less... more serious than fun, I think. At number 8 is Chekno No Republic, and with their song, A Fine Day. Now, this group I only got to know this year, but they're really, really good, actually. And everybody in it actually kind of looks very cute. Not good-looking, but cute. And the main girl singer is very cute. And stop drinking that in front of me. It's painful. At number 7, I picked... Spider Thread Monopoly, sung by Hatsune Miku, and arranged by Sasakura Yuke. So, this song is another Vocaloid song, and this song is actually based on a Buddhist story called The Spider's Thread, I believe. And you guys should go search it up, actually. It's pretty sad. I'd say it's sad. It's a sad story. It's about a guy, basically, he's really, really evil, and... he gets sent to hell, but then Buddha, because the guy saves a spider once he saves a spider, so Buddha saw that act of kindness and gave him one chance to climb out of hell. But, of course, he ruined it. So, that's basically the story and the gist of it. And this song is kind of a play on the story. I guess it's in Sasakura's opinion of the story. And number 6 is... Self-Harm Colorless, sung by Hanatan, and arranged by Neko Bolo. Now, Neko Bolo actually has a really distinct style in his old songs. My tongue just got burnt, so Jack is the cause of it. Neko Bolo is... yeah, his songs are really easy to distinguish from other songs. Stop trying to feed me food. And this one is really catchy and actually probably really sad, too. At number 5 is Voice by Andra, and this song is on the top 50 countdown, so we won't be playing it. But it's really catchy, and it's kind of cute and adorable, and yeah, it's very catchy. And I tried to learn it, so I actually know how to sing the song, which is weird because I don't usually learn songs. At number 4 is Story Writer by Ryota Kukuchi, and arranged by Furukawa Hanbo. Not much I can say to
it. Was in the review.
Huh?
It was in the review.
Yeah, I reviewed the song. I reviewed it, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, I reviewed the song. It's good. And I like it. And as always, I'm a Furukawa Hanbo nut, so... yay. Actually, Ryota Kukuchi, his other name in Vocaloid is called Buzz Panda, so if you didn't know, you can check him out there, too. At number 3, I picked Rip Slime with their song Sly. Now, Jack doesn't actually like it, but I love the song. I don't know why. I love the song. At number 2 is Radwimps and their song Tummy. This song is, like, the proof of what I mean by how Radwimps goes around and plays with different genres. This song uses, I believe they're Caribbean instruments. Anyways, very different from usual songs in general. I don't know why I can't talk anymore. At number one, finally, I have Amazarashi with their song Sen Zen Setsu. This song is deathly sad. I don't actually know the lyrics to it because I feel Amazarashi is not that well-known mainstream. They only have a few songs out that have lyrics to them and that you can actually Google search up. This one, not so well-known. It went off. Okay. But it's really good. It's really sad. And it's, as always, really catchy. What else can I say about it? It's about, I think it's from the child's point of view, sung towards the mother. But the video also shows something surprising about the mother herself. And then, of course, it's a sad ending. But it's a good song, so you should check it out.